The Central Coast Sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Power outage in Eastern Paso Robles caused by DUI crash. District Attorney Dan Dow releases five-year data for conviction statistics. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. About 1,600 customers were without power in Paso Robles yesterday near Highway 46 East, the airport, and Golden Hill Road. The outage was reported at about 7:30 p.m. and was likely caused by a downed power pole from a DUI crash on Union Road. CHP responded to the incident, saying that it also sparked a small tree fire. Power was eventually restored after 9 p.m. No further information from CHP or PG&D is available at this time. As the 2025-26 school year ends, the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District reminds parents and students they are offering free meals to students throughout the summer. The district says the Summer Meals for Children program helps ensure that young people have access to nutritious foods while school is out of session. Meal services are available in the Downtown City Library, Oak Park, the District Culinary Academy on Golden Hill Road, and Centennial Pool at 12 p.m. through late July. Families are encouraged to take advantage of any of the meal sites, and no registration is required. District Attorney Dan Dow releases five-year data for traffic statistics. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior! Do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. District Attorney Dan Dow released conviction rate data for the Slo County Superior Court for fiscal years starting in 2020 and going through 2025. The DA's office says felony conviction rates remained remarkably stable and strong over the five-year period, with the five-year range averaging 81 to 85%. Slo County's performance is higher than the statewide average every single year by almost 10%. The DA's office says the most important goal of a prosecutor is to seek the truth and not secure a conviction. The conviction rates represent the integrity, professionalism, and courage of the men and women of the San Luis Obispo County DA's office who stand up every day for crime victims and pursue accountability with both diligence and fairness, they say. The DA's office says they're proud of the results and the ethical framework that produced them. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo recently unveiled the campus's new Madden Football Center in a ribbon-cutting ceremony on June 6th. The facility is named in honor of Cal Poly alumnus and Hall of Fame coach and iconic broadcaster John Madden. The $45 million project will serve as the new home for Cal Poly football, designed to provide Mustang football with a modern headquarters for training, recovery, nutrition, team development, and program operations. The stadium was made possible through the generosity of donors and supporters. It features a 37,000-square-foot football operations building, which includes a weight room, locker room, student-athlete lounge for studying, outdoor patio, a team meeting room, and more. Cal Poly will officially open its 2026 home season Friday, August 28th against Idaho. Once again, election results were updated by the Clerk Recorder's Office yesterday evening. In the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona continues to lead against Michael Aaron Woody. The gap between them widens to about 886 votes. Jimmy Paulding continues to lead the District 4 race as well, now by over 1,300 votes. According to the Clerk Recorder's Office, about 37,000 votes remain to be counted. The next results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Brewers 7-5, the Nationals over the Giants 6-3, the Reds beat the Padres 5-3, the Angels over the Astros 10-1, Dodgers beat the Pirates 12-3, the Yankees over the Guardians 3-2. Tonight, the Angels will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Brewers, the Dodgers will face the Pirates, the Giants will go against the Nationals, the Padres will face the Reds, the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, Tom Steyer conceded the California gubernatorial candidate race yesterday after it was determined that Steve Hilton received enough votes to advance to the primary. Steyer has officially endorsed Becerra for governor after his resignation. Hilton will face Javier Becerra in November. Governor Gavin Newsom has also officially issued a proclamation declaring the 2026 general election for November 3rd in the state. Offices include governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, controller, treasurer, attorney general, and insurance commissioner. A police chase in Modesto led to the death of one person inside their home early yesterday morning. CHP started the pursuit at about 1:20 a.m. when they noticed a car was speeding in the area. During the chase, the vehicle ran a red light and crashed into a home on Tuxford Lane. One person was inside the home. They died from the resulting injuries. The victim's name is not yet being released. The driver, identified as 20-year-old Zachariah James Nobel, was arrested for DUI, manslaughter, evading peace officers, and driving on a suspended license. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like the latest USDA projection shows that Americans are expected to have more meat and eggs available in the coming years. USDA forecasts that per capita availability of red meat poultry and eggs will increase in 2026 and rise again in 2027. The agency is projecting that 228.8 pounds of beef, pork, broilers, and turkey per person will be available this year, increasing to 229.4 pounds next year. Egg availability should climb from 22.5 dozen per person this year to 22.9 dozen in 2027. Meanwhile, broiler chicken is America's most consumed animal protein, and USDA projects broiler availability will reach 105.6 pounds per person in 2026 and 106.5 pounds next year. The agency forecasts modest gains in pork and turkey supplies, while beef availability is expected to edge higher this year before declining slightly in 2027. So, animal protein continues to be plentiful for American consumers.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Using pressure chambers, commonly called pressure bombs, has been compared to taking the blood pressure of a plant to tell how stressed for water it is. The technique has been around since the 1970s, but it's been slow to catch on. A survey by the California Department of Food and Agriculture in the early 2020s found pressure bombs were used only about 16% of perennial crops. Now, as farmers face more pressure from electrical rates, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, and overall water availability, growers said pressure bombs can help farms better steward their water. San Joaquin County walnut farmer Richard Thompson has been a longtime fan of using pressure bombs to schedule irrigations. "I won't do too much irrigation until I know I can get a good reading with the pressure bomb," Thompson said. Not only does the device help him avoid under- or overwatering his trees, but it also helps to time irrigations to PG&D's cheaper off-peak weekend periods. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, continuing into the weekend and Wednesday next week. Low 90s Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, mid 80s Sunday, upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday, 83 a week from today. Currently it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest reading on inflation confirms you were paying more for things last month. The Consumer Price Index rose in May. The 4.2% annual pace is the largest increase since April of 2023. Excluding food and energy, core CPI rose 2.9% for the year ending in May. Both numbers matched economists' forecasts. The monthly increases showed some improvement. The CPI rose 0.5% from April to May, and core CPI for the month up 0.2%. The continued increases in inflation have traders betting the Federal Reserve will need to raise interest rates maybe by the end of the year. Crude oil prices are narrowly higher, stock futures sharply lower following new hostilities in the Iran conflict. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go. It's brought to you by Dachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Remember, it is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. We're ready to go, I think. I hope so. All righty, let's see here. Coming up this afternoon, Eric will be in for Karen on Sound Off, and I'm waiting for clarification on something regarding the show itself. So, anyway, there'll be something on this afternoon. Don't worry about it. Again, whatever may be on your minds. Let's see here. The text or the email for this, of course, in this hour is brought to you by the good folks at Tachi, as I mentioned. Okay, so I have a question. Somebody sent this in near the end of the show yesterday, and it has to do with the meeting last night at the Paso Robles School District, and it was one of the agenda items, and to the trustees to receive the maximum monthly compensation as provided. And let's see here. It would increase the trustees' stipend from $275 a month to $1,200 a month. Does anybody know what took place last night? And it's only money, so, and we're loaded, as I mentioned yesterday. So I'm just wondering if anybody was there or listened in on that regarding the more money from the school district. Chris, I have a question.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the yearbook.
Okay. Starting off strong.
Right. I see nothing here on the text or the email regarding the yearbook.
So far.
On this free summer meals for children and teens. Now, is this every day? Or, because I know they specifically, they'll say Tuesdays at noon, Wednesdays at noon, Wednesdays at noon, Fridays at noon.
Let me find it.
I mean, is that just those specific days or starting on these days? And
It's those specific days. So they've got the start date. So, for instance, the downtown library starts June 9th, which was yesterday, but that'll only be Tuesdays at noon.
Okay, and we did get this release yesterday at 12:58.
Just about.
Yeah, mine says 12:58. Okay, so this is to, I forget what the kicker line was about that. Every student feels valued and power. I hate all that crap at the end. But what is it? Committed to supporting students' health and well-being, well-being during the summer break. again, folks, this is from the dinosaur era. Apparently, we can't be taken care of by anybody else, even during our summer break. And this is so important that we're just going to have the meals, let's see here, 3 days a week. I don't know how these people eat any other time or on weekends or holidays or something along those lines. But again, I just love the term free. It's free. And what was the other kicker on this? There is no qualifications or anything. Chris, you just show up. Do you know how that works? Oh, yeah. No registration is required.
No registration is required.
Oh, okay. So, again, I don't know. Maybe somebody knows. So, I'm a sleazebag, and I find out about this, and my kids aren't even in the school district, So I can just pull up and say, give me food. Give me the free food. Now, I'm assuming the school district gets this for free, or the federal government, or the state, or whomever. They get it for free, and they're given. It's given to them by the companies who do it for free, who don't get, they don't have to pay anybody to get the food. So it's all free. It just magically, this food comes up out of the ground, and it's free. There is no investment in it whatsoever. And this is a continuation of government on free. Speaking of free, because I mentioned it yesterday on the human health services just here in our county. So, I was going to use this as a trivia question, but I'm not. The government, it's not necessarily free money to individuals. Instead, and when I say the government, that means you, the taxpayers. Here it is, the number. Well, Chris, let me ask you, I'll throw this. How many assistance programs do you think that there is in this country?
In the whole country?
It's a combination of, let's just do federal. I wouldn't even have an educated guess.
I mean, you got me. I could throw out a number, but it's probably going to be wrong.
Well, it doesn't matter. But what do you think?
60.
You're a little off. This is the federal assistance programs for housing, health care, and food. 2,200.
Who?
2,200, folks. Think about that. 2,200 programs. And that does not even mention the free government phones. Public assistance of cell phones. It's the Lifeline program. And the state-specific equivalent like California Lifeline. You have to qualify for this, but not the free food and Paso Robles. Qualifying individuals can receive free or heavily discounted cell phone service, including free monthly data, unlimited text and talk, along with a free smartphone. It's based on two main areas, your household income or your participation in public assistance programs. Good intentions, okay? Absolutely amazing. So you automatically qualify if you or someone in your household participates in any of the following programs. This would be the SNAP, the Medicaid, Medi-Cal, the Supplementary Security Income, Federal Public Housing Assistance, Veterans Pensions or Survivors Pension Benefit. And if you live on tribal land, you may be eligible for enhanced Lifeline benefits. And let's see here, it's probably pretty easy to not qualify, but to sign up. Okay. Again, these free programs, it just never ends with all that. Let's see here. On the text, I was told that the school board members get paid health insurance. I'm not sure about that. You know, I think the city council members do. I'm not sure about the school board members, they have the option. So let's see here. The donated food from businesses are probably tax write-offs. They're charging this. My point is, this isn't free anything. And to absolutely have no qualification or no registration is required. Families are encouraged to take advantage of any of the available meal sites. No registration is required. What could possibly go wrong with that? Nothing at all. All right, let's see here. This has to do with taxpayers, and that means all of us, or most of us. There is a split verdict on the California health taxes and what's going on around the state. And around the state, Californians are, it's kind of a split message that they're sending whether they want to pay more sales tax to support health care services. And that's a pretty big drop in the bucket as far as money. And there are some measures that are being, I mean, in some areas, rather, they're being defeated or they're close. The measure requires a simple majority to pass. Supporters estimate that tax, which would not apply to groceries and medications, could generate $1 billion a year, like a lot of things and so forth. And supposedly, this is just supposed to be for a couple of years. It won't go away at all. But there is a split over the measures, what it may or what it's supposed to do. And again, in some counties, you'll have a majority of people. And when I mean a majority, that means over 50. But in other areas, you'll have close to 60% of voters opposing the this. And from at least one somebody that you are probably familiar with, Susan Shelley, from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, which, of course, opposed these measures, argued that the proposals were misleading because backers structured the measure as a general sales tax. Mm-hmm. Sound familiar? Meaning counties can legally use the funds at their discretion rather than earmarks taxes for health care. They required only a simple majority, not the two-thirds threshold that the special tax would have demanded. So, again, a devil in the details. People need to be aware of this, and they do that, like a lot of things, put it into the a general fund or general sales tax, again, so they can use at their discretion. Excuse me. And, of course, what they would do is say, well, we're going to have a committee to oversee this. Well, you heard Kenny last Friday on the meeting for the measure, the committee for Measure M. When's the last time they met? I think he said was in 2024. Yeah, that's the way you want to go. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So when I saw this, and it's for the medical, my brain, which has gotten me in trouble many times over the years, I thought, all right, the medical. More and more people are needing assistance. In other words, I like to put it simply, more and more people are, you know, supposedly friends and neighbors want us to pay for something for them. And so, and I know this is kind of a, you're walking a thin line here. Because medical conditions, some may be inherent. Some, you know, again, people have no control over it. And I'm not talking about people go out and, you know, play and enjoy life and they get injured and so forth, or just a little accident, some, you know, from time to time. I understand all that. But so I asked my buddy Al on this, and it says that many, if not most, medical problems can be avoided or delayed. And again, I'm not referring to sports injuries or recreation industry injuries, anything like that. Because the majority of chronic conditions are directly linked to lifestyle factors. And that would be including physical inactivity and, you know, other things that you could probably figure out for yourself. So, like quite a few things in our culture, we have spent a lot of money on people who decide that they, well, they want to abuse things. So we have free programs for them because they made a bad choice. And when I'm talking about these choices, we're talking about alcohol rehab, drug rehab, maybe even some sexual disease things because of their habits. And obviously the homeless situation in many cases because of choices, which would be, or in many cases, are connected to some of the others that I mentioned. So we have just those three or four right there, and then we just have the other day-to-day people who don't give a damn about their physical activity or what they put into their bodies, because there's a safety net, I think, in the back of their minds. And that safety net is, well, the government, taxpayers, they're going to take care of me, and there's programs out there for me. So this is, as I mentioned, I don't know how many weeks ago, regarding the social services, particularly since 1964 in this country, how they have exploded in the United States, and that has cost us billions and billions and billions of dollars. And do we do enough prevention warnings? I don't know. Chris, when you were in school, because I don't remember a lot of it, because it never really, and maybe because of age, were you, and I'll use the word deliberately, were you bombarded with messages about nutrition, drugs, tobacco, anything else?
I mean, since elementary school, yes. I don't think drugs or tobacco really came up at that point, but it was mostly nutrition focused. And then as you get older, they also start including messages against drugs and alcohol.
Okay, so the nutrition part was just your earlier grades.
Yes.
All right. Now, again, I know that was a long time ago, even for your young age, but did it resonate or make sense, or did do you remember if he even cared?
I didn't care. I'd be hard pressed to find most kids who do. I mean, when you're a kid, you just want something that is tasty, right?
You want a chocolate bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, you could still make healthy food tasty, that's for sure, but...
Yeah. Okay, so when you got older and then the issue of the tobacco and drugs and the alcohol, did any of that... I know you don't partake in any of that stuff, but did it matter or did it bore you?
Yeah, based on what you said that I don't partake in it, you might be asking the wrong person here. I was bored because I had zero intentions of doing it anyway.
Okay.
I just didn't grow up in an environment where I was even, exposed to it all that much. So I guess by the time they started talking about, the dangers it had, I was like, well, I wasn't really interested in it anyway, so thanks.
But did you... Did you learn or did you already know about the dangers?
You learn pretty on that smoking's bad for you.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious on this because, again, the United States has, there's two sides to this to me, is that we don't directly approach what problems are, I think, enough. And then maybe in other cases, we've spent a lot of money on it over the years. And it hasn't worked too much. And one of the examples I'll give you is, we have a group of people in this country in communities that have the same problems over and over and over, decades and decades. I don't think we do a good enough job of being direct and to the point of why you're having problems. And on the other hand, with the drugs and the alcohol, we have spent billions of dollars on public service announcements out of Washington, D.C. with the Ad Council and so forth. And have they worked? Well, we have a lot of people with a lot of problems in this country. So now I'm not saying, well, should they just go away and never do it? I kind of get to the point sometimes where if people want to listen to it and heed the warning or maybe learn a lesson, that's fine. But most people are probably going to maybe push the envelope a little bit, and maybe the excitement or whatever, or again, a lesson gets learned and they just stop. I don't know. I haven't been around people that have pushed the envelope that much. I know of, but I haven't been around them. I have some former classmates, one in particular who's no longer with us or with his family back in Kentucky, who had some major issues. And he never figured it out for whatever reason. I have no idea. Came from a good family, smart kid, good-looking kid, funny, very personable and so forth, but he just couldn't get a handle on himself. So I don't know what that is. It's unfortunate in many cases. All right, we're going to exit stage left, and let's see here. What do I have planned? Oh, Chris, you were in the choir, right, or something?
Yes.
All right, I've got. Well, I already tipped the hit a little bit because I don't want to give it directly because people may start looking up what it is.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Tascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. About 1,600 customers were without power in Paso Robles yesterday near Highway 46 East. The outage occurred at about 7:30 p.m. and was likely caused by a downed power pole from a DUI crash on Union Road. As the 2025-26 school year ends, the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District reminds parents and students they are offering free meals to students throughout the summer. The district says the Summer Meals for Children program will be served at the City Library, Oak Park, District Culinary Academy on Golden Hill Road, and Centennial Pool at 12 p.m. through late July. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. Democrat Graham Plattner overcoming a series of controversies to win the Democratic primary for Senate in Maine. Plattner taking aim at his challenger, Republican incumbent Susan Collins.
She got elected promising to protect Roe versus Wade, only to turn around and put a justice the Supreme Court who overturned it. She lied to us.
A Republican advancing to the November election for California governor.
Steve Hilton claiming the second of two spots on the November ballot in the race to succeed Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom, who is term limited. Hilton, a conservative commentator who is backed by President Trump, advancing over Democrat billionaire Tom Steyer. Hilton will face Democrat Javier Becerra in the general election.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
11 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night in Vegas. The Hurricanes knocked off the Golden Knights 5-3 to even up the series 2-2. Carolina had a two-goal lead in the game's first 3.5 minutes, but Vegas leveled things up with a pair of second-period scores to make it 3-3 heading into the third. Then Jordan Staal scored his second of the night to put the Canes on top for good.
Yeah, no, it's a good time to get hot. There's no question. Like I said, I want to contribute any way I can, and the puck's going in for me, and I'll take it.
So now, it's essentially a best-of-three set starting tomorrow night in Raleigh. Baseball, the Dodgers struggled against Pirates ace Paul Skeens, then when he left, erupted for 10 runs in the 7th inning and a 12-3 victory. Braden Montgomery's two-run homer in the 10th boosted the White Sox over the first-place Braves 6-5. Mariners edged the Orioles 6-5 in 10 innings on Randy Arozarena's extra-inning blast. And Sal Stewart delivered a two-run shot in the 11th as the Reds topped the Padres 5-3. Tigers dinged the Twins 10-4, Dylan Dingler with two home runs. Marlins dunked the Diamondbacks 10-6, Angels all over the Astros 10-1. Cardinals shut out the Mets 7-0 behind the five-hit pitching of Dustin May and the Mites. Wins for the A's, Rays, Blue Jays, Yankees, Royals, Rockies, and Nationals. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, a hot one today, highs in the upper 90s, so that would mean abundant sunshine, as it says. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s. We'll cool down with sunshine again on your Thursday, low 90s, same on Friday. Saturday, upper 80s, mid-80s Sunday, upper 80s Monday, Tuesday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:47 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We are at 59 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at the Michael's Optical. Their location is in Atascadero, 8300, and they've been there proudly serving you since 1979. All right, as we move along gently on this Wednesday edition. The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. It's your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home where they need to be, and that is home safe and sound. All right, let's see here. there is nothing to report, but Chris... I just pulled this out of my the rabbit out of the hat, so to speak, because I did not prepare as I usually do.
Well, you seem more prepared for the actual trivia question.
Well, anyway, what is the only state whose name you can type out on one row of a key on the keyboard?
Ooh, Texas. Wait, no, one row. Sorry, I was thinking one hand of a keyboard. Let me, I'm looking at my keyboard right now, trying to think of it.
All right, so you're cheating.
How's that cheating? I'm looking at a keyboard.
Okay. I'll give you a hint.
Sure.
The first and last letters.
The first and last letters.
Of course, that keyboard in there may be so old it's worn out that you can't see it, right?
Alaska.
There you go. Alaska.
All right, that was a good hint. Thank you.
It's the only one. Obviously, I'm famous for hints. Okay, folks, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. By the way, I always forget, did you ever use a typewriter?
No.
Okay. You've seen them?
Yes, in thrift stores. It's funny, but it's not a joke.
No, what are they in thrift stores because people are getting rid of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right. You lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, here it is. Trivia time. Trevia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, Templeton, and out there at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, of course I have to say this. This is one of the reasons why America is in the shape that it is in, particularly California. Here is today's question. It has to do with karaoke. Have you ever done karaoke?
Yes, I have.
Okay. According to this, this is the most popular karaoke song in the United States and globally. Man, what song do you think it is? I have a tendency to want, not that I do, to get extremely violent when I hear this song because it stinks. But again, that's Kevin being Kevin. What song, according to this, constantly it ranks as the most popular karaoke song in the United States and globally? Celebrated for its irresistible crowd sing-along. Oh, gosh. That's it. Nothing. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Sometimes It's Hard to Be a Woman by Tammy Wynette.
It's Stand By Your Man, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's right.
No, well, that's right, that song, but you're not right on the answer. Because, songs that start out slow like that, sometimes it's hard to be a woman, and stand by. Oh, by the way, that's Hillary Clinton's favorite song. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
You know, based on the way you answered that, you feel the same way about that song as I do. Do you got the right answer, but do you like the song?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay. We've got a problem here. I don't know how to handle this. All right.
I'm a Dodger fan.
Well, do you know what song is sung at the end of the Boston Red Sox games?
No, I don't.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh. Oh, that's why you don't like them. I get it now.
No, that's not it. I just can't. Well, that added to it because it hasn't always been. it hasn't always been that way. Because at the end of the Yankee games for, I don't know, 30 years, they played New York, New York by Frank Sinatra. And then the Red Sox.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good song. But the Sweet Caroline thing started, I don't know how many years ago, with the Red Sox. But the reason is because when I was down in Florida, my brother and I just got off jet skis, and they had this place where it was you can get some French fries, burgers, and, you know, fries. So you'd park your jet skis, and we're sitting there waiting for our order, and apparently all these people from the Massachusetts area were there, probably about 40 of them. They all started singing Sweet Caroline. So,
well, it was a
well,
go ahead.
Let's just say they look like a bunch of people from Berkeley. If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Okay. I gotcha.
Okay, so, and my brother, being the wit that he is, he called the waitress back over and says, "We're canceling our order and leaving." So, which was fine with me. All right, one last question here, sir. Have you done karaoke in public?
Yes, I have.
Do you remember any song specifically?
There's one Brett Butterfield and I sung. It was Alan Jackson song. Oh, I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay, well, Alan Jackson has, 50 big hits, so it may be hard to remember, or because of the state you were in that it's hard to remember.
Either. I gotcha.
Either way. All right, may I have your name, please?
John Gallagher.
All right, John, thank you so much. And, you really have to be careful on the people you hang around with.
I gotcha.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Chris, you've done karaoke?
Yes.
What song?
Dear Maria, Count Me In.
Do you mind if I say this?
Sure.
Never heard of it.
I'm not surprised.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Alan Jackson?
No.
Good, we're even.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Once again, election results were updated by the clerk recorder's office yesterday evening. In the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona continues to lead against Michael Aaron Woody with a slightly widening gap. Jimmy Paulding also continues to lead in the District 4 race. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo recently unveiled the campus's new Madden Football Center in a ribbon-cutting ceremony on June 6th. The $45 million project will serve as the new home for Mustang football, with modern equipment for training, recovery, nutrition, team development, and program operations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, again, according to this list here, the other perennial heavy hitters in karaoke is Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's a long one to do karaoke for. Are you kidding me?
That's first thing I thought. Then Journey's Don't Stop Believing. And this is a good song. Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey. All right, folks, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Can't beat their prices.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.